like a big round piece of dvela of dates, so figs, so about stuck together weighs a lot. You have a few hundred of them stuck together. For hitzilu shusarabim, or else pekira, you have a big beam, a big piece of wood that you need two people. For hitzilu shusarabim, two people carried out together with shusarabim, you have yuduaima. Im lo yochel echol hitzilu hitzilu shnayim chayotim. If each one can't carry it out by themselves, it's too heavy. When two people do it together, you have yudos chayotim. V'im lafturim. If each one could do it by himself, then you potter. We had before, no. Even though each one can't carry it out by himself, and now two people carry it out together, still Reb Shimon says pturim. What's Reb Shimon's raya? If one person does the melacha by himself, he's chayim. If two people do it together, you potter. For the Gemara, what's the machlekes? There's only one pasuk l'chura. How can we have such big machlekes in? By kru, the pasuk says, "V'yim nefesh achas techetov." One person does the chet b'shkaga. Meyam moritz piyasoisa. So if Shimon Sover, t'losa miyutek sivi. It says like three miyutim in this pasuk. Nefesh techetov mashma achas one. Nefesh then techetov. Nefesh techetov achas. It's one. Techetov piyasoisa. And techeto chado lemutei, no nefesh techeto is achas, techeto biasoiso, and techeto is chad. So three different miutim here. Once again, what nefesh techeto? It's one miut. Achas techeto is another miut, and biasoiso techeto is another miut. There are three different miutim. You need one person. How do you have three miutim? Chad lemutei ze oikiv ze meniach. If one person makes the kira, one person makes the alocha. Even though each one does half the melacha by himself, that's also potter. Because the melacha say tzorz with an akira and anocha, so each one does one part, you potter. V'chad lemutei ze yochel v'ze yochel. If Shimon says even though both could do it by themselves, now they take it out, you potter. V'chad in the third meat is lemutei ze en yochel v'ze en yochel. That's of Shimon's svara. So there are three miyutim for all three cases, you potter. Anytime you have somebody else helping you, you're not doing the whole thing by yourself, you potter. If you have Yehuda holds like this, Chad lemute zelikim v'zemniyach. That you're right. If one person carries it out with shusarabim and he gives it to his friend and his friend puts it down, you potter. V'chad lemute zeyochel v'zeyochel. In the case where both could pick it up themselves, now when they pick it up together, that's a ma'aseh mishuna. That's where you potter. I did a third miyut. V'chad lemute yochid shasor barois bezdin. He holds only mute if you do it the best and pasten you could do it. But lo yitzur, so two people can't carry it out. So the derech now is to carry it out two people together. You have you that has no ptur. You have you that holds yichayiv in that case. We have Shimon holds like this. Yochid shasor barois bezdin is chayiv. Shimon thinks that he says no, you take a chayiv in such a case. For Reb Meir says yichayiv in all cases. Miksiv nefesh techeto achas techeto basoisa techeto. Train me you tiksiv, that's all it says. Is chad lamutei ze oikiv ze meniach. That's his maskim too. If one person makes it so, one person makes the noch yipotem. The chad miyut is lamutei yochid shasor barois bezdin, that's all. If bezdin paskin, for some reason, you're allowed to carry out on Shabbos, and then of course they make a mistake, but you carry out because bezdin said you're allowed to, that's a pturu yipotem from achiv chattis. There's no ptur for shnayim sasur, according to Rameyim. There's only two miyutim, that nefesh techti, you have to do the whole thing. See, Dash, doing the whole thing means, there's only if you do the akir alone, and you don't do the alach at all, that's when you potter. That's called like you did nothing. Mashenka. So again, we had the three-way machloikis about if two people do the melacha together. So sorry, again, Nochemol. The Gemara says, what's the machloikis? The more of a mic in the fifth line in the middle, sixth line, a mic in Miflagi. The high crowd, the machlek is in this posse. The posse says, V'yim nefesh achas techto, if one person does a chet, v'shkoga me'yam moritz b'yasoiso. Yasoiso, he does it all himself. Is Reb Shimon Sova t'losa miyutek sivi. From this posse, we learn out three miyutim. Nefesh techto, it's as if it says, V'yim nefesh achas techto, so as if it says the word nefesh techto is like one deer. Then it says, achas techeto, another dik, mashm only one and not two. And then the end of the pasuk, piasoisa, if you do the whole chet by yourself. Piasoisa techeto, you do the whole chet by you, yourself, one person. So there's three miyutim, you need one person and not two. What's the miyut? Chad lemute ze oikiv ze meniach. where one person makes the akira, he picks up the chayfet from Rishus HaYochid, and he takes it outside, and he gives it to his friend, and his friend puts it down. That you need a special pasuk to say they're both potter. So Rashi. So Rashi chad yisur lemutei zu. Zayn.
No, before that.
Yeah. So Rashi bechad before chad lemutav yichad lemutei ze oiker mirshus harabim v'zeh meniach mirshus hayochid. The chol kama doleik siv. Elachad miyut, if there only be one miyut, mistavret hayhud v'mayit. This is the biggest kula. Tahay kovit palga v'hay palga v'lek echad maseya b'kula. If one person did the akira, one person did the anocha, neither of them did the whole malacha. They only did half of malacha. So that's one psur. Even though together they both did the malacha, but since each one only did half of a malacha, that's pshita yepotim. Tzitzai says a chiddush. Tzitzai speaks out. Chad lamutei zayik is a maniach. V'zeh kosa voice achas ubo chaver v'kosa voice shnia lo yisra kruo. That's pshita. By ksiva, you only chad if you write two oisius. What's going to be if Reuven writes one ois, then Shimon comes and writes the second ois? But Tzitzai says pshita yipotem. Elo hoitzo, only by hoitzo you need a posik. The ava mina, the ava mina achnosa v'yaitzo hu de kapit rachmonim. V'lechayev afilu bloi hanocha. I would think the Torah is mechayiv, hanoch alone is the choshev malachon, or else an akir alone is the choshev malachon. Kamashpon the pasuk know that the malecha seitzah consists of two things. You have to make an akira and hanochon. You have to pick it up from the Rishus HaYochid and then put it down with Rishus HaRabim. If you only do one of the two, it's called the chatzi malacha, a chatzi malacha yipoter. That's one pasuk. Right to the next mit is, the chadamutei ze yochol v'ze yochol. If two people, it's a small piece of bread, that each one can pick it up by themselves. Now they pick it up together and carry it outside their potter. So this is also a big kula. So Rashi says, why? Because we have before the Dafa Mishuna. Usually you don't need two people for this. One person should do it. Now that you have two, it's the little Mishuna. So Rashi, Chad Yisrael Lamutei Afal Pi Di Avdi Ki Adodi. Even though two people did the whole Malachim, the Ay Ovid Kula, the High Ovid Kula. This is more of a Chiddush than the first case. It's better than where only one person did the akira and one did the anocha. The other did half of a malacha. But here, each one is doing the whole malacha. Each one is picking it up together and carrying it outside. Mio ze yochel ve ze yochel hudim amayit lav urchei lemevet betray. It's a svar to amayit these because it's not an urchei. Normally, to carry out a small piece of bread, one person does it. Now that you have two people, it's not urchei. That's what the Torah says, yipoter. Mashenk in the case where it's a heavy piece that each one can't do it by himself, maybe then you would be chayiv. That's why you need a third pasuk. Right? What's the third pasuk? V'chad lamutei ze'ein yochel v'ze'ein yochel. This is Rav Shimon Svaro. That even though it's a heavy piece to carry out and you can't do it yourself, you need two people to carry out. Still, the Torah says a third miyad. That you only chayiv from Malachis Shabbos, by Shabbos, if you do the whole Malachi yourself. But if you need two people to do it, and two do it together, still you're potter. That's the three miyutim. Nefesh and Achas and Basoisa. Rashi b'chad Yisur lamutei su zein yochel v'zein yochel. Tiaf agav yuchayu lemevet betray. Even though that's the normal case to carry out a heavy piece that you can't do yourself, you need to. Still menatino the pasuk of the Maya did your potter from Shabbos. Thus out of Shimon. Rav Shimon holds in all places when two people do the melacha together, your potter on Shabbos. We have Yehuda. What does Yehuda hold? He holds like this. Chad is lamute ze'ogim v'zemaniach. That's true. If one person makes the akira, one makes the anochom, avad yipotem. V'chad lamute ze'yochom v'ze'yochom. Where each one could carry it himself. Now that you have two doing it together, it's a ma'ase mishunah, it's not normal. That's why yipotem. Ah, you have a third miyut. V'chad lamute yochid shasa baroyes bezdin. That's what Yehuda holds. That if bezdin paskins, you're allowed to eat chalif. And this person goes and eats chalif, he's not mechuyev a korban. It's less than a shgoga. Or shegi means you made a mistake. But here that Bezdin made the mistake and they paskin you're allowed to eat chelev. And now you're doing it because Bezdin told you, you're potter from a korban. That's the Yehuda Shita. Ma'ashenkin, what about ze'en yochel ze'en yochel? Where one person can't carry out this heavy chayfetz himself. No, you need two people to carry out. According to Yehuda Yechayev, there's no poster to my that. It's an uchei. The way you carry out a heavy chayfetz is two people together. So therefore, that's called doing the malacha together, yichayiv. And he doesn't have the third pasuk. Because if Yehuda uses the third pasuk to say if a yochid does an issa because death and tasnus mutan, he's potter from the korban. What about Reb Shimon? So it's more nechlami. Reb Shimon holds yochid shasol baruah is best in chayif. Reb Shimon doesn't dash in this third miyut for this case with best and tasnus allowed to do the issa, and you do it that you're potter from the korban. No, Reb Shimon knows that's still called the shogeg, even though best and told you're allowed to. But still, you should have known Bezdin has no right to tell you to do an Issa. So that's still called the Shegi Yechayiv Karbon. Reb Shimon uses the third Pasuk better, that even though it's Zein Yochum, Zein Yochum, you have to need two people to carry out the Sefer, but still the Torah says you put it for Shabbos. You only Chayiv if you do the whole Malacha yourself. So Rashi Yochid Shasab Hoyruaz Bezdin. Hoyru Bezdin Shechelev Mutter. Bezdin made a mistake and they passed, can you allow to eat Chelev? And now somebody listened to Bezdin, and they went and they ate this chaylev, the onesu. A tarakam of Yehuda hold is called an honest, that's why you put there. If you have Shimon name, litaime, diyama boharius, yochid shasa baruais Bezdin chayef. If Shimon is old, it's not called an honest, it's still called a shaybi. So that's this machlekes, if two people carry it out together, and each one can't do it himself, if you chayef or not, it's told if you have a third meat or not. This is also Shimon Rudisvara. What does Rav Meir hold? So the more of Rav Meir in the Mishnah says, at all times Yechayiv. Anytime two people do the whole Malacha, still Yechayiv. We have Miyutim here. So the more of Rav Meir, Miksiv Nefesh Techato Achas Techato. Does the Pasuk say it separately? The Pasuk says, Vim Nefesh Achas Techato. It says it at one time. See, all this only one meat. It doesn't say Nefesh Techato and then Achas Techato. Mashma is only one meat. We have nefesh achas techato mashma one time that you need one and not two. But ya soisa techato, that's also me. Torah says ya soisa, you have to do the whole thing yourself. So the emerson only three miyutik sivi. The may hold is only two miyutim. There are two things the Torah says, you potter if two people do it, you need one. What are these two things? Chad lemute zeoike vezemaniach. If one person, Ruvein, makes the akira, picks up the chavis from the shesiyachim, and he walks outside, but he doesn't put it down. He gives it to his friend and his friends put it down. There you put it. Why you put it there? Because each one only did a half a malachon. The malacha, so it's sorry, is an akira and an anocha. That's the whole malacha. If you only do the akira, that's called the chatzi malacha. That's why you put it. But where two people pick up the chepitz together, so two people, each one made the akira, and each one made the anocha. Of course, you made a yichayiv, because each one did a whole malacha. You did it together. He doesn't know there's no miyatakru. We have the second meat. V'chad l'muta yochid shosso v'hayruaz Bezdin. If the yochid listen to Bezdin and eats chaylev, he's potter for the korban. That's Reb Shimon, that's the second pasuk. But according to Reb Meir, there's no psukim to tell us. If two people do the whole malacha on Shabbos at the potter, Reb Meir holds no yichayiv. That's how we have the three-way machlekes in the Braisa, the three ways to dash in these three psukim, the drashas. The drashi trei miyutik sivi. Nefesh achas is chad miyut. It's only one miyut too. The yuchad the krol yishdu yehochi. Right. Omamar we had before. What about ze yochol v'zein yochol? Is one person is a strong person. He could carry out this whole bag of potatoes by himself. And the fellow that's helping him is a weak person. He can't carry it out all by himself. But the mice are both helping one another and both are carrying it out together. So the Braisa before said everybody's masking the Yechayiv. He said, Amar, Ze Yochol, one person could do it by himself. Ze and Yochol, the person that's helping him can't do it himself. Divri Hakol Chayiv, everybody holds here Yechayiv. For the Gemara, Haimenayim Yechayiv, which one of the two of them are Yechayiv? Omer Rav Chizda, Ze She Yochol, Avada, the one that could carry out the bag by himself, he's Chayiv, it's considered like he's doing the whole Melacha. So the Gemara, Ze Sheinu Yochol, because if you want to say the one that can't carry out the big by himself, he needs his friend to help him. He's chayiv. Fred Gemara, my covet, like what is he himself doing? He at most is called like Shnayim Shasua. He himself can't do the melacha by himself. He zichah needs his friend to help him out. So why do you say he's chayiv? Elamai, the one that's chayiv is the strong one that could do it by himself. Since he could do it by himself, it's called he's doing the whole melacha. I, the friend that's helping him along, we'll soon see why his friend doesn't bother him here. We'll soon see why here it's different. So Rashi, Zesh Sheyochol, the Iyu of the Lekula, the one that's strong and can carry out the whole bag by himself, he's doing this melacha. I, his friend, is helping him. That means nothing. So the Gemara, Omalei Rav Hanuna, Zesh Sheyochol, my covet. Omalei Rav Hanuna, the Komesayi Badei, Correct from Nuna. What do you mean the person that's helping is not doing anything? Like you're saying, the one that could carry the big guy himself, he's doing the Yitzur. I, his friend, is helping him out, even though he can't do it by himself. But Tractor of Hamnuna, the Chura, now he's the Messiah, though. He's still helping the strong one carry it out, and the court still calls that two people are carrying it out. So why do we say the stronger one is Chayiv? Now the Gemara, Amalei, Messiah ain't by Mamish. That's the klal. Messiah means I'm just helping you along. That means you could do it yourself. Me, myself, I can't do it myself. This deg is too heavy for me. Or else Taisa speaks out as lav dafka that you're weak. But it could be totally how you're carrying it. One person is carrying the bed with his two hands, and the other person is like this, carrying it just with his pinky. So even though this guy is a strong guy, but the way he's holding it now, he can't carry that himself. By holding with your pinky, he can't carry the safe route. So this guy needs the other one along. So this one could do it strong. It's considered like he's carrying it out because he could do it by himself. This one can't do it by himself. But you want to say this one, Mesayaya, is helping him. Let's say a potter, that's the clown of Mesayaya ain't by mamish. The fact you're helping me, and I don't need your help, I could do it myself, you mean nothing. It's as if you're not here, it's considered only like I'm taking it out, therefore I'm chayiv. That's the clown Mesayaya, when you're helping me, and I don't need you, that's considered like nothing.
Even though the master, the way the person's carrying it now, let's say, the weak person would walk away.
Yeah. No, that's not true. He can still do it. The way he's not, he can still do it. We're not talking about a case where he can't do it himself. He can still do it.
No.
He's holding it like this.
He
could. Yeah, so that's
but
enough.
The way he's carrying it.
Even the way he is.
He can still do it.
No, he can still do it. That's not called Yocha then. Zay Yocha means he could do it the way he's doing it.
The way he's doing it,
he could also do it right. Then the other one that's Mestayeh helping, that's aimed by Mamish. That's the chiddush. Amalei Mesayeh ain't by mamish. Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei the Rava Afanan Amitanina. The Rav's going to bring a few rayas now to this yisoy that helping along when we don't need you is considered nothing. Rashi ain't by mamish. Mi sheinu ela Mesayeh b'davar. V'yimbol asayse levadai ain't a yochel. He himself can't do it. That's called ain't by mamish. V'loi choshev midi. V'loi mifter idach. He can't patter the other one to consider. Let it be considered as if two people are doing it. No, the one that could do it is doing it by himself. Are you helping him? Helping means nothing. The fact you're helping somebody along, that means nothing. Mesayeh is nothing. What's the raya? Shver raya. A zav was sitting on top of a bed. Yeah, in the din of a mishkav, so when the zav sits on the bed, anything under the bed becomes tummy. The arba taliyos tachas ragli amita. There are four different talises under each mita, under each regal. Each leg of the bed is different begging. Is Timaeus. All four talisim are tummy. Nefnei shen yechoy lamad al sholish. Because the bed can't stand up on 3 feet or collapse in these 4 feet. So it's called each one of the feet, like it's helping, holding up the zav. So therefore it's called mishkav, tumas mishkav. So Rashi. For yezav yoshev agavi mita. There's a zav sitting on top of the bed. On each leg there was different talis. So all talisim atomei shein yechol lamoid al gimel. The chiv on the zayin yochol kol echod viyechod kula ma'isovit. I mean, here there's no p'tur for medrash. There's only p'tur for hilchos Shabbos that shnayim shesu is potter. But without a special p'tur, we say since each one can't do it by himself, they need the other one. It's considered all of them are doing it together. So all four legs are like picking up the zav. For the medrash hazav to mechayiv is considered if you're holding up rove of the zav. Now here, every single leg of the bed is considered holding up the zav. Because without this bed, without this leg, the bed would collapse. So you need me to hold it up. Therefore, under each leg, your tummy. We have Shimon Matayim. Rav Shimon says no yitur. So Josh Rav Shimon Matayim. We have Shimon Matayim. The Yom Ridashim by Shabbos say Ze ain't a yochol, Ze ain't a yochol, Nami ain't a well of Messiah Yapotter. So Chiddushes, Rashi says that the Shimon, that Dashim the Psukim here by Shabbos, that even though it's ain't a yochol, two people, each one by himself, can't carry out this big of potatoes. You need the two people to carry out together, still Reb Shimon says Yapotter. And Rashi's time, the more touching up the Pshat from Yapotter is, because each one is only called a Messiah. It's not said like you're doing the whole Malacha yourself, you're doing it like half a Malacha. So it's a tushdal to tumor also. It's considered like each leg by itself is not holding up the whole zav. I'm only holding up like a quarter of the zav. We need all four legs together to hold up the bed. Each leg by itself is not holding up rove of the Zav. It's only holding up a quarter of the Zav. For that there's no Tumas Zav. There's no Tumas Mishkan. Like Rashi said, you have to hold up rove of the Zav. So that's Shimu Shitosa. Good. So the Bible, we have no Raya though to Masayaya. Another case is, you have a man that's a Zav, that's riding on top of an animal, top of a behemoth. V'dala taliyah tachas raglia behemoth. On the each leg of the animal, there's a different talus there. Is tohiris. This is the chiddush. All four legs underneath, all four talis are matur. Why not? Why? Because an animal could stand up on 3 feet. A mole could pick up 1 foot, it doesn't collapse, it could stand on 3 feet. Therefore, now that you have 4 feet, 1 foot is called a mesayeh, the same by mamish. For the Gemara of Yamai, the fourth leg, I hoka mesayeh bahadi adodi, the chura, now that the behemoth is standing on all four legs, before it, the fourth leg is helping out. Let him be mesayeh, and let's call, he's still holding, like the zav is on top of this leg. So what's under this leg is holding up the zav. He's the mesayeh and holding up the zav. It should be tummy. And the Ma'ar HaChidosh is, Lav Mishrim the Amrina Mesayayim by Mamish. So when the behemoth stands up, it doesn't need 4 legs, it can stand up on 3 legs. Therefore, one of the legs is only called a Mesayayah. We do not need one of the legs. Therefore, under one of the legs, it has no Tumah. It's not the time of the talus under the leg. And here's a tremendous Chidosh in the Gemara. Since we don't know which leg is the Mesayayah, so under all 4 legs, we say it's Tumah, it's Tohar. Even though really 3 of the legs you need. It's only the 4th one you don't need. But since we don't know which one of these 4 legs is the Mesayayah, and which one is the one that's really holding up to Zab, we look as if all of them are called the Mesayayah. So Rashi, Mifnei Shi Yechela Lamed Agimel, a behemoth could stand up on 3 legs. Hilkach, Kol Echod V'Yechod Hevelei Reviyah. We don't know which leg is called the 4th leg that's only being Mesayah, only helping along. V'Yeinu El Mesayayah, the stomach of Yehuda. This price has to go according to Yehuda, that holds what? Even though each one could do it by himself, when you have 2 people that could do it by himself, still it's called a psur. It's called Zayachal Zayachal, and still you put them. So it's a tremendous chiddush here. And even though the mice, at least 3 of the legs you do need, so chura, some should be tamei. Still we say no. You can't say which leg is the one you need. If you look at each leg by itself, I could say it's only Mesayayim. You want to be Metama the Talos under this leg. I'll say no. This leg it doesn't need the Behemoth. You can stand up on the other legs. So this Talos is turned. Then we go to the other Talos. We say the same Svarim. The second leg. If you look at this leg by itself, we can't say it's Vade holding up the Zav. Maybe it's only being Mesayayim. So I call upon him, you see Mesayayim by Mamish, it's not called like you're holding it up.
Sure, though, because Lamaise, if you had put
3
talis
with
3 legs, and the 4th one
lifted up, then you would be tummy. Right. That would be. Because then, as I tell them, as far as here is, you look at each leg by itself. So when there are 4 legs there, one of these 4 is a Masayaya. So when you look at each one by itself, you have a suffix. Maybe it's a Masayaya. So you can't be Matamarit. You only have 3 legs, 1 leg is up, then we know claw. These 3 legs are holding up the Zav, so it'd be tummy. Omer Rav Yehuda, mi diskruto. I'll tell you, Mesayeya Yes Pamam, should be no Raya. If the behemoth is standing on its 4 legs, I'll tell you, Taka, on all 4 legs, the talus would be tummy. With the 4th leg is only helping, we don't really need it. I'll tell you, still Mesayeya is called something, and it's called holding up the Zav. The Shani Hoch, you know why here we say it's torn. The awkward Elagamri, when a behemoth moves, he usually picks up 1 leg. So since 1 leg is aiming to be picked up, the Chiv on the Zim the Okra High, with Zim and Okra High, that's not the question. So about he picks up 1 leg, so all times 1 leg is being picked up, therefore we're not matamer any one of them. Trashi Diokal Elagamri, Oi Keres Horego Minoritz, the Afilu Mesayei Eloi Hevi. He's picking up 1 leg at a time, therefore each leg is not even called a Mesayeya. So since you have a suffix, which one of the legs do we say is the one that's being picked up, we're matamer all of them. Fetigmar Stuart Shredo, what do you say now like Minasuffik? We don't know which one of these 4 legs is the one that's being picked up. That's why we'll be mitayr all the legs underneath all the legs, all the talisim for the Gemara name. The Gemara v'chiv on the zimnin okra ha, the zimnin okra ha. Since at times he picks up this leg and sometimes the other leg, lehevi kezav hamesapich. There should be a loch like a zav that changes from one bed to another bed. He folds over, he rolls over hamesapich. What's the loch there? Miloy tnan. Zav shoyemuto lalhei safsolim. A zav that was lying on 5 chairs. or else oyehei pundos, five different delts, like he was lying. Is l'orkun. That means he's lying mamish along the orich of the mul. That means he has five chairs lined up to another, and he's lying straight across all of them. So his whole weight is kamat on top of all five of them. Then takat tmeim. Anything underneath it is takat tami. Since the zav is along the whole chair, he's mamish, there's five chairs this way, and he's going straight across all five chairs, and it's considered his weight is on top of them. What about l'rochpon? Hey, the chairs are this way, and he's only his roichi of the width he's going along it. Then it's tohurim. Why? Because he's only on one, we don't know which one he is. He's not on all five of them, though, he's only on one of them. Look at Rashi. L'orchon. To go and show your sheikhev al neyev. He was lying on his stomach, or practicing his back. V'orchon mutla l'orchon. His length was along the length of these chairs. Then Tumeim Gassin of the Mishnah, the Tyrus. The Yeshleim HaBachol Achas Mehen Sheni Surubu Alov Pamazu. Like he rolls from one to the other, but every time he's on one chair, he's along the whole chair, so this chair is holding him up. Like the Mishnah, you have the, could be like this, like you have chairs. So the Zav is lying this way. So he rolls at night when he sleeps, he goes from this bed to this bed to this bed. When he's on one bed though, this whole bed is picking him all up. So therefore what's under this bed is Tumeim. Let's say the Zav is lying this way though, the width along. So at no time is he on top of one bed. He's always on top of five beds at a time. So no one bed is holding him all up. But since no one bed is holding him all up, they're tore what's underneath. But that's halacha. You have to pick up at least rove of the Zav. But if the Zav is lying crosswise along five beds, so you need five beds to pick him up, neither of them is holding up the rove. Therefore it's tore. Here's the Roch Pam Torah. Oh, but let's say he went to sleep on this bed, then Sofik Mesapach Aleim Tmeim. When he went to sleep on the bed, even though he went crisscross along the five of them, but it's possible while he's sleeping he twirls around, and it could be, even though he started to go to sleep, he was this way. He was like across five beds. And maybe while he's sleeping he'll turn around this way, and he'll be all the way lying just on one bed. Then this bed is holding up the Zav, so what's underneath his bed becomes Tamei. So Menasofik was said Tamei. So you see, we have, even though there's five beds involved, we have a suffix, which bed is holding him up, we say, is Tamei. So we hear also this regular of the behemoth. You don't know which regular is being picked up. So let's say, Misafik, all of them should be Tamei. Misafik, all of them should be Tamei. So my Olav, Mishrom, the Armenian, say, Yain, by Mamish. So Chur, it's a Raya, like we said before, name. It's not this far, because one leg is being picked up. It's time if one leg would be picked up, but you have three legs that's holding up the Zav, then all four be Tamei. Because you have a suffix, which regal is up and which regal is holding him up, then a suffix will be metamehim. Now the reason why you're metamehim here is because we're talking about all four legs are on the ground. Now even when all four legs are on the ground, we do not need all four legs to hold them up. We only need three legs to hold them up. So we look now, one leg is tore. Which one of them? If you down each leg by itself, we're metamehim, each leg. Each leg we can't say he's the one that's holding him up. Maybe he's only called the masayaya. So each leg by itself is tor, it remains tor. Rakoponim, you have a riot, how will you say, Misayayayim by Mamish. Even though the fourth leg is on the ground, and now the fourth leg is hoping the behemoth stand up, still, Misayayayim means nothing. Omer Papi Mishmei, the Rav Afa Namatanina. I'll bring another riot to this, you say, that Misayayayim means nothing. You have Yasef Omer, Hasus Mitamal Yodim. Asus, if you have the Zav riding,